This goes to Scott Kastning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Rodney Westall, W-E-S-T-A-L-L, date of birth 4-5-1948. Dear Mr. Kastning, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Westall with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was June 3rd of this year. His weight is stable, and he states that he's feeling well today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He can't tell when he's in AFib, so he's having no symptoms associated with paroxysmal AFib. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight Xarelto 20 mg daily. He's on amiodarone 200 mg daily. Isosorbide 30 mg twice a day. Also Plavix 75 mg daily. He's on that for at least a year after the pacemaker was placed, almost a year ago. Lisinopril is 10 milligram daily, and he's still on metformin twice a day, Lipitor, vitamin D3, Lantus insulin, and vitamins. Physical exam, weight 168 pounds, pulse 60, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 148 over 74. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 21st, 2024. Creatinine stable at 0.84. Estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.3. Albumin 4. Hemoglobin is 11.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. 2, hypertension near to goal. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Anticoagulated with Xarelto, also on amiodarone, and currently in sinus rhythm. We will continue to check labs every 3 to 6 months. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.